The approach, as I have spoken of before and mentioned two or three times in a previous talk, is that of following the guidance, attempting to follow the guidance as much as possible in where one is led to act, to do, or not to do. Not doing is important and valuable, in many cases more so than doing. We don't have to be doing in activity, we could do in non-activity as well, and sometimes the non-touching is more important. So the most important thing to consider here is that we keep in mind that each individual has a particular perspective and particular capacity, particular abilities, and that as we move away from the limitations of self, and we open the door toward guidance and inspiration and attunement to the higher part of oneself and that which guides and leads all life, that each person will be led in accordance with their own capacity, understanding, and abilities. This includes intention. Intention is extremely important within this framework, because it opens the door for the filling of capacity and the growing of capacity. It also sets the parameters or filters in addition to the person's abilities and understanding, their awareness and their perspective. It sets the filter of understanding of what comes to them into their awareness, consciousness, and what could be conveyed or transmitted. The work continues regardless of an individual's abilities. It's an overall general thing. But each person will interpret it or see or sense or feel slightly differently in accord with these limitations. And the limitations are of self. So as one strives more and more and recognizes this, one also attempts to harmonize with the higher, with the next higher level, or plane, and also feels connected to other beings. The actual work of harmonization includes the acceptance and recognition of other people's work and the importance and value of it. And this continues to grow until a person finally becomes of the one body, the one being, and his harmonization of action then leads to the person doing what's needed at the time that it's needed and the way that's needed, not from a personal perspective so much, but rather from the perspective of filling needs. And this perspective is one attains to or grows to looking at and feeling of and acting of and being part of the one body of guidance that assists in this world. Now, every person is going to get guidance a little bit differently. And the perception of how this guidance unfolds to each individual will be slightly different. We should recognize that some people mechanically will tend to feel or sense or have unfold in little bits and drabs. Others will get flashes of brilliance and understanding. Some people will hear. Some people will have more direct communication with other beings, not of this world, but of other planes. And each one has its own degree of validity, and there are reasons why an individual would receive this guidance in the manners in which they do. Again, we have to pay attention to this and recognize that each one is valid within the framework and parameters of this expression, this experience. One of the things also to keep in mind that for any individual, the recognition, the realization, the perception of what to do will grow or diminish as the person's abilities either constrict or expand, and as their awareness grows, their heart perception grows or constricts, and this also with the in relation to the identification of self. Many times as people put themselves within the work, they'll find that they don't really want to do it, and they will come across some block or hindrance going further, and then they have to work within their own personality and make decisions again on should they wish to give up their own personal limited perspective and seek a higher and greater perspective, which they are a part of this, and actually the greater perspective is part of their own vision also. So this is something to keep in mind and continues to grow or constrict depending upon the individual's current condition. The most important thing to recognize here is that you do have a choice, and your choice limits or expands what is going to come to you, and that it is very subtle as well as being overt and stated. Any limitation, any rejection, any fear or worry, any holding on and grabbing on to the personal perspective, all of these are aspects of intention, and all of these will either limit or expand one's awareness and being. And then, most importantly, within this framework, then comes your own actions, and whether you follow through on what you're guided. And how you perceive can often be misinterpreted, so you've got to be very clear, as crystal clear as you can, and be rigorous in paying attention to the framework which you're setting up that's going to come to you. That determines in large part how and what you're going to perceive, and also to be aware of and rigorous in your own personality, the evaluation of if your own personality is getting in the way, your own thinking, your own desires, or your own aversions. These are things to take into consideration when you're receiving guidance and inspiration within this realm. So these are important considerations in how you proceed, and this relates not only to the current work of harmonization, but also all other aspects in which you might place yourself, including your own personal development. You'll find as you put aside your own limitations and your own desires, and you place yourself toward the highest of what you can perceive, the ideal of what you wish to grow to, toward, and be a part of, and part of the work, then you will indeed have open to you that which you need, and you will indeed grow in accordance with your own capacities, which will expand as you put yourself more into the work. You're not required to. This limitation of self may pull you away from it at times, but if you desire the higher realization in accord with your abilities, then you'll need at one point or another to place yourself into the work, into part of the giving, doing, serving, and helping all humankind. And within that framework comes the harmonization of the ways. It does not mean that you are required necessarily to do all of it. What it does say is that you open the door toward you will get what you need in accordance with your abilities, your understanding, your perception, and the capacity to act and work and do. And this that you receive will always be in a growing manner and within your abilities. So even though you may feel stretched, you have the tools behind you that are given to you to rely upon to complete the task that comes to your mind and heart. And this can be anything at all. For the musician, it is more likely to be in the realm of music. For the actor or the playwright, within those realms. For the physician, within that realm. And so on and so forth. Each person has their work to do, and what they do within the greater realm and greater work, the current work of harmonization, will reflect their own abilities, their perception, their realization, their experiences, and the desire to take part in this process. And this includes not only the abilities, but the time available. It's not random guidance. It takes into consideration all the other aspects of one's life, and one's greater intention as well as one's stated intention. So these are things to take into consideration as you do go forward more. And certainly within the realm of service, not to limit yourself, but to open the door to what you're guided. Perhaps one of the most important qualities or approaches to take on is that of placing yourself within the realm of giving and seeking that guidance to do what you are requested to do, to come to the point of seeking that guidance to do and give what you need to do, when you need to do it, how you need to do it, in the way that it needs to be done, for the extent and under the conditions it needs to be done, and with whom, and no more nor no less. And this importance will, and the value of this will show itself more and more as you actually do place yourself within that realm, that work and that effort, rather than trying to figure it out and trying to determine what you want to do based on individual preferences or desires. So these are important considerations to keep in heart, in breath, in mind, awareness as you place yourself within the realm of work, giving, doing.